Good afternoon. This is Gabe Wisnett, the digital editor of the Spartanburg Herald Journal. We continue to monitor the situation with Hurricane Florence and how that will affect the upstate of South Carolina and this general region. As of now, the current cone of landfall has Hurricane Florence pointed more toward Wilmington, North Carolina, versus, say, a Charleston, South Carolina, or a Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. The South Carolina coastline, a landfall there would mean more of an impact for the upstate of South Carolina versus, say, a Wilmington or further up the North Carolina coast in an Outer Banks situation. That really will make all of the difference in the world as far as the upstate. The other variable is where it could potentially stall. You know, if it stalls more in the eastern part of North Carolina or even the central part of North Carolina, that wouldn't mean as big of an impact for the upstate of South Carolina. If it makes landfall and then curls back toward, say, the west or the southwest, if it curls back, then that could mean more of a rainfall situation for the upstate of South Carolina and the mountains of North Carolina as well. So there, you know, those two variables at play will be what we keep an eye on here in, you know, our part of the world as far as the impact. You know, the difference between, you know, 12 inches of rain and 3 to 5 inches of rain could make a big difference as far as not just, you know, rainfall totals, but and not as far as flooding, but as far as down trees, down power lines. That could be, you know, our biggest impact, you know, if it curls or stalls and comes back our way, bringing more rain and wind. The other big issue here as far as rainfall is the World Equestrian Games are being held at the Tryon Equestrian Center just across the border. Hotels across this region have been booked for months, some even years, in preparation for this, because this brings in riders and horses all across the world, teams all across the world, kind of an Olympic type scenario every 4 years. So a big deal for the mountains of North Carolina and upstate South Carolina, because we're right up against the border. So, you know, heavy rainfall could, you know, change the course of that equestrian games, you know, that they continue on into next week. So, you know, that could delay things or postpone things if they get a heavy amount of rainfall, especially pushing toward the weekend. And, you know, when this thing makes land will also kind of potentially something for them to keep an eye on as well. So a lot of variables at play. We will certainly continue to keep an eye on things and keep our readers up to date.